There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Gentlemen, you want experience during your football season? Well, buckle up, sweet cheeks.
That's all we need.
We've got all the experience in the world. This is I Want Your Flex with Dan Beyer and Mike Harmon. Mike and Dan break down everything you need to set your lineups. From position rankings to starts and sits, the guys help you make those hard decisions. And now, let's get your flex on. Here's Dan Beyer and Mike Harmon.
Week 14 is in the books. Welcome to I Want Your Flex. Hit Mike up at Swollen Dome. You can find me at Dan Beyer on Fox. Executive producer is Ryan Bershinger. Not on today's episode. Still trying to get back into the real world after his two-week vacation to the Philippines. So it's just Mike and I. And again, a big thank you to Patrick Suica, who ran the podcast for us the last couple of weeks. Mike, week 14 for a lot of fantasy players, the final week of the regular season. And boy, for those that were critical of the Monday night doubleheader, you had to do a 180 because of all of the drama that was still in play in possible fantasy leagues. Went right down to the wire, not only at MetLife Stadium, but also in South Florida in that Titans-Dolphins game.
So many fantasy implications, obviously, from a real-world football perspective, Dan. A mantra of the show that I do with Jason Smith, and it's something, you know, you and I have talked about for a long time, with the NFL, the NBA, whatever it is. Doesn't have to be a great game. Doesn't have to be aesthetically pleasing. But if it's close late, sign me up. And in this case, we got a little bit of all of those worlds combining together with some big plays, some big errors, some of the most egregious screw-ups that you'll see on a football field. I mean, in both games, you saw a guy on a punt return team get hit with the ball. So the Giants player just standing around, doesn't see it, gets hit. Like, as if someone threw a football at him. Sure. And then in the Titans game, one of the gift touchdown drives that the Dolphins get, I still contend the guy got his arm interfered with for the opportunity to haul the ball in. I didn't think that got erased just because the ball hit the ground. But either way, they don't call it. Dolphins are able to get a score. And for fantasy purposes, you celebrated. Because maybe they'd actually do something with the possession other than what you saw much of the night, which was a struggle.
It was craziness. And I think my situation was maybe like others. I did not do the two TV setup. It wasn't, you know, feasible for where we had it. So it was a lot of back and forth. I do like how the networks were like, hey, this team's in the red zone. You can flip over. They did the split screen stuff. I thought that it was awesome. I think they were really aided by two games with great, crazy endings, as we talked about. Mm-hmm. But just to take this in one part, you have the Packers-Giants game. And for people in fantasy, I know people are playing Saquon Barkley. He's the only Giant that's being played.
Right.
But people are playing Saquon Barkley, and, you know, his status, and I'm you know, in our guillotine league that we have at Fox Sports Radio, you know, one of the teams has Jordan Love and Jaden Reed. And so when Barkley breaks off the long run that ends up fumbling, now it gives those Packer players another chance. And I'm sure people were playing A.J. Dillon because he's the only healthy running back Green Bay seemingly had. So now all of a sudden A.J. Dillon's getting more points just when you think that the Giants were about to run down the clock. And heck, even Saquon's fumble probably cost teams points.
Certainly.
And, you know, granted, there was a big run that there was yardage to, but that could have knocked people off. And then because the Packers go down and score when they do, the Giants still have enough time to go and make plays. So Saquon gets a little cute. Like, it was, there was at one point I thought, Mike, when the Giants had the ball with 5 minutes left, I'm like, you get a couple of first downs here. Green Bay's only got two timeouts. This could be a wrap. And it was anything but. And it was just craziness. And I know that there were fantasy endings that were, you know, either altered by a late Jordan Love touchdown, by the Saquon fumble or a Saquon run, or, you know, a Jaden Reed pop pass or an A.J. Dillon run here and there. I know that there were fantasy implications in the playoffs that came down to that game between the Packers and Giants.
No, and that's the beauty of it, right, is especially we've talked a lot about the Green Bay skill position players, no Christian Watson, no Aaron Jones. So trying to find, you know, where you're going to get your value. And for A.J. Dillon, it was kind of the hold your nose and hope kind of thing. Because let's face it, you know, you look at the Packers, the way they came into the season, and I know we're going into week 15, so it's beating a dead horse at this point, but say it one more time. It's like the expectation was, all right, we expect Jordan Love to grow, but we're going to win on defense and our run game. Well, the run game has sucked. I mean, just to be blunt about it, through the course of the season. Couple of odd games here and there and big performances, red zone, whatever. But overall, it's been a disappointment. Defense has been a top 10, top 12 scoring defense all year. And Jordan Love the last, 6 weeks, 4 weeks more especially, has played out of his mind. So the idea that you'd go and have that drive to put them up, all right, cool. This is what you've expected him to do based on what you've seen the last month. Now, did you expect Heath to be the guy to catch the ball? No. So maybe you threw something soft at your television as he came down with the pass. Why is that not Romeo Doubs?
Yeah, I know.
Not Reed? What are we doing?
I think people thought Randall Cobb's back.
No, right?
You know, because the 18,
No, that would have scared you for a minute. Wasn't he flaming out and wasting time with the Jets? They took him back?
Yeah,
what?
Yeah.
And then soft defense on the back end. And credit the Giants, Tommy DeVito. While it wasn't a sexy game, I mean, except for the 70 yards rushing, right? 17 of 21, moves him straight down the field. Robinson, a guy that now maybe you look at. I don't know that it's sustainable. I don't know if it's just a function of the defense being played, but we're always looking for someone, right? Because we did that list a couple of weeks ago, one of the great podcasts that we did, the one or nones teams, and the Giants with Saquon Barkley were that. So we keep desperately looking for one other guy to shine up and bring into the mix. But a big drive, and they ultimately get the game winner from former Titan Bullock. See how it all ties together? It's crazy.
Oh, crazy. And then, you speaking of the Titans, going to that game, I know if you're listening to this podcast, you're probably watching. and you probably have advanced because you want to get more advice for now your playoffs. We get
or
that.
You want or, to commiserate with some misery that
sure,
we have
sure.
from the week two.
Which we all have that. The Dolphins-Titans game, and again to recap because of how crazy it was tied at 13 with the Dolphins punting the ball to Tennessee with 6:07 left to go in regulation. And the game ends 28-27. I mean, and the crazy turns that end up, and it's, you know, it's the, you know, the Will Levis fumble, then you've got the muff punt that you talked about, and all of a sudden Raheem Mostert is racking up points and has had a solid day. Then Will Levis is leading the charge and leading the Titans down the field. 2-point conversion. He's throwing for over 300 yards. I mean, like it was crazy. DeAndre Hopkins then, seven catch day. Derrick Henry, not great yardage wise, but ends up getting into the end zone twice. And a lot of this damage in the final 6 minutes or so. And heck, the Dolphins, you've aside from Mostert, you got Tyreek Hill's injury. So you're like, all right, is he going to be playing? What's his status going to be? Achan, you know, I'm sure a lot of people probably played him this week. If you had him on your roster. So there was just so much at play, Mike, and it worked out so great for the NFL, especially for us in this business, because I just kept on thinking of fantasy implications. There were fantasy implications of my own, some that worked out so well, some that didn't work out, but it was just a great, great ending. And I know Dolphins fans aren't happy, and I know Packers fans aren't happy, but I just thought it was a great exclamation point. What is likely the end of the regular season for many leagues.
Yeah, it's just amazing how these two games turn out to be fantastic finishes, and we get them sequentially. I wish the kickoffs had been spaced out a little bit, but that's semantics.
Sure.
That is what it is. You know, so there was a little more of a lapse, you know, for people to come over and the finish. And you got blessed by the fact that, as you said, with 6:07 left, suddenly it became a game because – you know, I like chaos in between the white lines, and low scoring 10-7 at the half, that's all I want, right? Miami fans gripping a bit because we've been talking about it for a while. Certainly Smith and I and you and I and Ryan here on the pod, Dan, of I don't know how good the Dolphins truly are, right? I've been equating them to the AFC side of the Cowboys, doing what you need to. Schedule has been your friend in a lot of spots. And when you've had to go up against better teams, you've gotten punched in the face. And that's what the Cowboys, until the big win over the Eagles on Sunday Night Football. And even then, Eagles gave them, again, a lot of horribly self-inflicted mistakes. Take nothing away from it. Turnovers are turnovers, caused or given. You still got to fall on the ball and do something with it thereafter. But in this game, I mean, Tua looked uncomfortable. You had the Achan, the pass downfield was about a 45-yard throw where he kind of holds, you know, kind of slows up. I don't know how much he played after that. I would love to see the snap count after that, because it seemed to be like it became the Raheem Mostert show.
It did.
Pretty much thereafter, right? So all of a sudden, you're like, all right, you got that. Tyreek Hill, as you mentioned, made his way back out in the field, had a couple of big catches to move the ball late in that third quarter. And then when the game's on the line, not in for part of the sequences there.
That is confusing to me, and I didn't get to hear the post game. I wasn't when Hill got hurt, and then you just saw him on the sidelines, and you saw somebody else holding his helmet, and I wasn't expected to see him back out on the field. And then he comes back out in the second half, and it was a little bit of the same. And then all of a sudden, he just appears like in the third quarter, and because I thought to myself, if they're playing the long game, I get it. Maybe they think they can get by without him. It's a risky endeavor in this game, and we saw that it ended up burning them in some way. But it just didn't make sense that he was just standing there on the sidelines for, you know, a majority of the first half after the injury and then return to play. Like, I would think you would be in the locker room trying to do whatever. They taped his ankle. You could go in. There were no x-rays needed. Nothing was wrong. So that part of it just didn't make sense. I could have used it in a guillotine league, and we'll get to an ending in that a little bit later. But I'm sure there are people with a lot more at stake that were wondering the same thing about Tyreek Hill on Monday night.
Yeah, and if you had the guts to play DeAndre Hopkins, because he would have been a tweener, right, as a mid to late number two or number three option, and depending on your league setup, he might have been the odd man out. And towards the end of the first half, he had one of the great offensive pass interferences that didn't get called when he ripped the defender's arm down and caught the ball in the red zone, a deep ball. I mean, well placed by Will Levis, but he still needed to get that veteran savvy going. But he finishes 7 for 124 and a score. Spears, we'll talk about a little bit more. You might have played him. We talked about him a little bit on the pods last week because of the activity in the passing game. So 6 for 89 out of him. You mentioned the Henry 2 touchdowns. But Tua Tagovailoa, 240, 0, 0, 5 sacks, and a fumble lost.
Not good.
You know, the old Randy Van Warmer song, "You left me just when I needed you most." Yes. And Jaylen Waddle goes 6 for 79. I mean, that's on par with what you would expect. So, I mean, that one, you know, no added value. You didn't get any of the red zone glory or any of that fun stuff. That goes to a couple of Mostert carries. But really, you know, you look at what Tennessee did to them defensively, Dan, you know, you're raising an eyebrow going forward of, all right, what are they, right? How hurt is Hill, for one? But their points come off a defensive touchdown and 2 gifts.
Yep. Yes, that defensive touchdown was another gift as well.
Wow. You want to talk about, here, take 7 points.
Kudos to Will Levis for bouncing back after that one.
Yeah, no kidding. He still finished with 327 on the night, 23 of 38. But I saw that, and I just had, like, there were multiple times, like, you know, you do that shrug emoji or you put your hands over your head, like, what the hell am I seeing here? I had way too many of those in these Monday night games. A lot of excitement, and as you say, a lot of fantasy implications. But those 2 plays on special teams, the pitch from Levis that is at the head of Derrick Henry and recovered by Miami. Like, there were just so many spots. Tua, a couple of times, flushed out of the pocket. It's like, you got 15 yards to run. And he would stand there looking like, I need to throw the ball. It's like, is this because of last year? Or is this the edict of, all right, one of these guys is going to get you know, loose here, so you're trying to buy the extra second? Guess what? Guys are chasing you down like a bear from behind. You're in trouble. And time again, you saw it, 5 sacks.
He's Mike Harmon. I'm Dan Beyer. This is I Want Your Flex. Hit Mike up at Swollen Dome. You can hit me up at Dan Beyer on Fox. So what a way to end Week 14. What happened smack dab in the middle of Week 14 is everyone talking, and what happened on a Sunday night in Week 14 has some scratching their heads. We'll dive into that next here on I Want Your Flex.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret, like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
Rain or shine, every day is a great day for fishing, right? You got rain gear, but you can't overlook sunny day gear. A Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie has you covered on the sunniest days. Like, literally. I mean, who wouldn't trade a sunburn for a trophy fish? But why do it if you don't have to? Especially when this Solar Stream Elite hoodie is built with broad-spectrum UV protection. We're talking UPF 50. And it has airflow so you don't overheat. And what's the alternative? Putting down the rod every half hour so you can slather on some sunscreen. Seems like an easy choice to me. Columbia PFG has you covered with their Castback TC shoe. Its OmniMax cushioning and traction system helps if you're on your feet a lot, say, fighting a fish. Not to mention keeping you sure-footed on a wet rocking boat. So if you're going to be spending long days out on the water, and I sincerely hope that you will be, head over to Columbia.com/PFG and shop all their performance fishing gear.
Welcome back, Kadarius Toney. The topic of conversation, obviously, Mike, from the lasting image of that Bills Chiefs.
But is he
game,
really, Dan? It's been all about the officials. You want to talk about a guy getting to put his hands in his pocket and go whistling off into the corner? Kadarius Toney's gotten off scot-free.
When the lights are on at Arrowhead, it has not been kind to Kadarius Toney this season. But I think one of the interesting things with this, and there was no Isaiah Pacheco for Kansas City, but was the bit of the clunker that this was for fantasy purposes. I didn't have high hopes for a huge, you know, matchup like we saw a couple of years ago in the divisional playoff. I did not think that was going to happen. Came to fruition. Buffalo came out like gangbusters and then held on for the 3-point victory. And obviously we're just continuing to talk about Kadarius Toney and the referees, call that he made on the play. But fantasy-wise, I think a lot of people were probably disappointed and were probably let down, like they have been many times from Patrick Mahomes and others on these squads.
Yeah, when you look at the loss of Pacheco, and we talked about it last week, you know, the impact that he'd had back-to-back top 10 games, three straight games where he'd had 20-plus touches, there was some stability in the offense. All right, here's our base. This guy's given us, you know, home base, and now we work with Mahomes and Kelsey, and we've seen Rashee Rice, who had another great game, 7 for 72 and a score, great throw and catch for that touchdown connection. But for Patrick Mahomes, he's a jag for fantasy purposes this year, right? It's no longer I have to play him. I had a decision in the Guillotine League, and we'll get deeper into that league in a minute. But I cut Justin Herbert to pick up Justin Fields. And then talking to our guy, Bucky Brooks, trying to go through, he goes, you can't bench Patrick Mahomes. And against my own instinct and trying not to be a homer, because I really wanted the Bears to beat the Lions for a million reasons, especially after letting them off the hook a couple of weeks ago, that, you know, and I want to see Justin Fields succeed. Whatever else is swirling around, I want the decision to be hard, right? Yeah. I don't want it to be all right, he melts down and gives them every excuse to say, beat it. You know, down the stretch, he didn't perform, and you're seeing what he's doing. But for Mahomes, 25 of 43, 271, coming into the game, Dan, 32 drops. It's an unofficial thing, but 32 drops by receivers and running backs this year, and you saw that plague him once again.
I will say this, in looking back on it, and Travis Kelce had a nice day but didn't score. Maybe the emergence again of Rashee Rice, where I think this has happened over the last month, there's value there. I knew that my guy Clyde Edwards-Helaire was not gonna break out like gangbusters.
You keep hoping, you know. Damn it, I'm hanging on by a thread.
Oh man, I. And for those that are maybe new to the podcast, I to Clyde Edwards-Helaire his rookie year, like high in a draft. Because, Mike, I was so sure about it. And then in that first game against the Texans, he had like 100 yards and a touchdown and thought, all right, here we go. make room for another great Kansas City running back. And I think that was pretty much the high point ever since. But, you know, on the Buffalo side of things, Josh Allen has his day saved by a touchdown run again. You know, but it wasn't like – it wasn't like the Stephon Diggs of the world were doing much. James Cook ended up being the bell cow.
Well, Buffalo. He was the high man, right? Five catches, 83 yards, and a score, all five targets. And that became a way to stretch the Chiefs out and create some opportunities. Again, drops, a couple of near misses, i.e. Josh Allen attempting to thread a needle. I'd like to see how big the eye of the needle is in his mind on some of the throws, Dan. But, you know, Cook finishes with his 141 total yards, and including those five receptions with the score, ends up being the high man. Dawson Knox was back. He's the second high man, 3 for 36, which meant, well, not as much for Dalton Kincaid. He had five catches. But, you know, very short gains in that regard, you know, eight targets. Shakir only had one target. Gabe Davis had two targets, zero catches. I can tell you, Gabe Davis was a starter as an emergency stopgap motion on one of my squads. And every time a possession ended without a target, all I could do was shake my head going, this is going to be a bad day. And then Diggs is 4 for 11 for 24 yards. Good job by the Kansas City secondary. To shut that down. Over-under was 49 points. Hopefully you got some excitement. Now, Travis Kelce's the one that's the most interesting of all of it, Dan. For you, and I think for fantasy people as a large, at large, I should say, because the 100-yard threshold in a lot of leagues still gets you a bonus. Right? And, well, the play in question, you mentioned the name. Tony. That play would have put him over 100.
And you didn't get that. You didn't get the reception. You wouldn't have gotten the passing yards. And as Mike is alluding to, we were talking beforehand, and we were getting, as I got knocked out of this guillotine league, I was telling Mike about a lineup decision that I made and how Tyreek Hill not playing was, you know, for the half that he didn't play against the Titans on Monday night, how I felt that cost me because I only lost by 3 points. And then I realized the Travis Kelce catch and reception with the yardage would have been added to my score, and I would have been able to advance and be safe. So Kadarius Toney, oh man, all day long, Mike, on Monday, I was like with, I think, pretty much everybody was against Kansas City. Of course it was a offsides call. Like you're lined up, the ref had no idea that play was going to happen, and now I just wish he was a half step back.
No, that's it, right? And then you have, it's all depending on angles too, though, Dan, of where the camera is and all that other stuff, because you see shots from the crowd where it's like, all right, from this angle, it doesn't look like he's offside. Now, does it? Perspective, invisible lines that we overlay on the field. Andy Reid, it was the first time in his life as a play call that had ever happened to him. And most of them this year, I saw the stat, like 80% of them have actually been on short yardage quarterback sneak situations. So, you know, while it is a quote point of emphasis, like they so angrily tweeted out and put out as much as they could, it's like, has it really been? Still seems like the, hey, check with me kind of thing is still in effect. And a, hey, don't give up the yards and notices. But, you know, how much crying can you do for the Chiefs, especially the way they reacted? Like, and yes, I get it. Correct. It's coming on the heels of the MVS getting tackled and wearing a guy like a suit on a pass interference call that isn't made a week ago. So, and just the frustrations of a season that you're still like, all right, we're still good. We're not, may not be great, but winning games, and then back-to-back weeks to have, you know, in your opinion, the officials get on you and the man bringing you down. Yeah, I get the frustration's going to boil over a little bit. And for Patrick Mahomes, how many passes can you make that hit a guy's hands that fall to the ground?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to boil over eventually.
And it if that penalty on that play, if Mahomes was sacked, we're not talking about it. If there was an incomplete pass, we're not talking
about it.
It's just, it's what happened afterwards that now has become the conversation. And again, it's not like the ref threw the flag as soon as Kadarius Toney crossed the goal line.
No, that's it.
The flag was out immediately. And so everything that happened, you know, after that just, you know, happened. That's it had no effect on the penalty whatsoever.
But that's also the great, looking at the way the game then unfolds. You can't melt down. You can't melt down. Like, that's Bartman. That's all of these great moments in sports history. It's like you realize there was, you know, an out to be had, and your shortstop gacked a ground ball, and this happened, and your pitcher jumped up and down like a child, thinking about the Cubs and the famous Bartman run. In this case, he threw three straight incomplete passes. You still had the ball. You still had the opportunity in an advantageous place on the field to go make plays. And guess what? You didn't. Because you were too busy to being mad and crying about it. It's like still football to be played.
And it wasn't like the Bills were running away with it. They had an opportunity to in the first half. Kansas City got a turnover and then turned it into points. But, who would have thunk that Rashee Rice and James Cook, though, would have been your point stars in that Kansas City-Buffalo game. I do want to touch quickly, and then Michael have waiver wire to end this podcast. Any concerns of the Philadelphia Eagles? You think you just ran into a buzzsaw, but this is now back-to-back weeks against top teams. Philadelphia, we think, has an easier schedule, but they do have Tommy DeVito, in upcoming matchups. Any concerns with Philadelphia after what happened on Sunday night in Dallas?
I think when I look at it overall, and you know, the back seven of the defense has its warts, no question about it. You're like, because you can't depend on that defensive front to do everything. And they got run on early on. I would say give Dallas credit. Tony Pollard got off a little bit early as a runner and a receiver. So you had the opportunity. But you did force field goals. You did force the Cowboys to work and gave the ball away, right, uncharacteristically. Hurts makes the scramble. You're using his legs a little bit more. And then he fumbles. Okay, A.J. Brown. It's his turn. Big play. Fumble. Devontae Smith, another big play. Fumble. Like, uncharacteristic mistakes. And they all count just the same, of course. But, you know, they added, and in that game, they felt like they were, you know, whatever, multiplied exponentially as you rolled through against a good team. And it takes nothing away from the Cowboys. They finally did what we asked them to, beat a good team.
Yep.
Right. And they held serve at home and did their thing. Dak saying, if I was any good today, we would have scored 50. And he's right. Mm-hmm. If they'd been better and more efficient, you know, they and taken full advantage of opportunities instead of super toe over there with his 60-yard field goals. Because I think that's the tail of the tape that's getting lost in the final score is like you had a guy who was automatic from what, 45, 50, 59, and 60? I mean, come on.
Mike, I have gone up against Brandon Aubrey in the last 2 weeks, and it has been crazy to see what he has put together.
It is unbelievable.
Yes.
Right? It's absolutely absurd. So, you know, you go through 33-13, your final, but you're like, all right, Super Toe accounted for a ton of that.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
My hand still hurts from slamming him on the head to see how far he could kick the ball. That is, you know, you've got to be of a certain age with a certain toy to make that reference, but damn it, until I'm dead and even after I'm dead, I'm going to still have people play it at least once a year. I mean, you look at the efficiency of my man there, 4 of 4 with the three PATs. I mean, he was just ridiculous to finish things off, but the efficiency wasn't necessarily there. They did a good job on CeeDee Lamb, 6 for 71 and a score. You'll take that, right?
Yeah.
Ferguson had a couple of big catch and runs. Rico Dowdle got his touchdown, but the turnovers really stand out. Dallas Goedert's coming back, you know, 4 catches for him. Didn't really spread the ball around. Only 4 guys caught a pass, and that includes Zacchaeus. So not exactly working the ball around. But I think it was also the end of a ridiculous run of opponents.
Sure.
And I think, you know, at some point we have to remember human beings, and you're gassed, right? And getting up for every game, even if it is a division game, right, between San Francisco. I mean, you look at the schedule that they just played, including games they won, mind you. Like, and I think that's the thing. You go back, yeah, Miami, they beat them by 2 touchdowns right after the loss to the Jets. This is all after the loss to the Jets. Beat Miami, scoring 31. Win at Washington, that crazy 38-31 game. You beat the Cowboys at home, 28-23. Beat the Chiefs. Whatever you think of the Chiefs, they've got warts, whatever. They're still a big-time winning squad. Buffalo's now back above 500. You won, again, another crazy-ass game. I mean, those are all teams that – I mean, four of those teams are playoff teams.
And now you could kind of –
Right, and then you got San Francisco. Well, everybody's getting murdered by yes. San Francisco, right? Well, that's nothing new. Like, there's nothing to take away other than, all right, we don't measure up here. Can we get them in the playoffs if we got to play them? Maybe, maybe not. But I don't think the loss there has the same juice as everybody wanted to apply it. This Dallas game, we were trying to wait for Dallas to win a game against a reasonable opponent. Well, there it is.
They got, you know, they did it last year. They beat Gardner Minshew, and now to do it with Jalen Hurts, it makes it even better for their resume. One thing to just clear up, and then we're going to take a timeout, and we'll get to Mike's waiver wires for Week 15, guys to add. But Dallas is in first place right now, but you hear people say Philadelphia, if they win out, ends up winning the division. And the reason is because of their record against common opponents. So in their common games, because we believe if they both win out, like we think that they're going to, Mike, they're going to have the same division record because they split this season. But then you go to the common games and not conference record. So common games, Philadelphia would have an edge over the Cowboys. So that's why they would end up getting the tiebreaker. But that's, you know, 4 weeks away. And considering how Philadelphia has played, I don't know if that's a given, despite how easy their schedule appears.
Well, at least on paper, right? At Seattle. Sorry, buddy.
That's all right.
But you don't know. Like, they've been game in spots. DK Metcalf got to keep himself from getting thrown out of a game and getting baited. But that's a whole other thing. And then you've got Giants. And again, my schedule hate is strong with these kind of things.
Yeah.
Giants at home. Then you've got the Cardinals at home, and then you finish on the road at the Giants. The fact that you're playing two division games against the same opponent in the final 3 weeks is just stupid and scheduling malpractice as far as I'm concerned, but that's the way it goes.
He's Mike Harmon. I'm Dan Beyer. I'm going to make one point about this trio of teams in the NFC coming up next. Plus, I do have a correction to make on something that I said earlier, and plus Mike's got some waiver wire. That's next here. As we wrap up, I Want Your Flex.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
Rain or shine, every day is a great day for fishing, right? You got rain gear, but you can't overlook sunny day gear. A Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie has you covered on the sunniest days. Like, literally. I mean, who wouldn't trade a sunburn for a trophy fish? But why do it if you don't have to? Especially when this Solar Stream Elite hoodie is built with broad-spectrum UV protection. We're talking UPF 50. And it has airflow so you don't overheat. And what's the alternative? Putting down the rod every half hour so you can slather on some sunscreen. Seems like an easy choice to me. Columbia PFG has you covered with their Castback TC shoe. Its OmniMax cushioning and traction system helps if you're on your feet a lot, say, fighting a fish. Not to mention keeping you sure-footed on a wet rocking boat. So if you're going to be spending long days out on the water, and I sincerely hope that you will be, head over to Columbia.com/PFG and shop all their performance fishing gear.
All right, welcome back. Harmon's got some waiver wire pickups. This is what I wanted to say, Mike, about this Cowboys, Eagles, 49ers, Bermuda Triangle, if you will. With the 49ers, you know your guys. You know it's Debo, Ayuk, Christian McCaffrey, Kittle, and Purdy. I mean, but not even to put Purdy in conversation. The Eagles, I think you know your guys, right? A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, Dallas Goedert, and
Jalen Hurts.
Jalen Hurts. So
unless Devontae you're David Smith, Carr, AJ, then you've inserted Marcus Mariota.
Dallas Goedert, A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, DeAndre Swift. There it is. That's who's going to get their stuff. With Dallas right now, my goodness. It's definitely going to be CeeDee Lamb, but Jake Ferguson's come along. You mentioned Brandon Cooks. You've got, obviously, Tony Pollard, but you also got Rico Dowdle now in the backfield. You got Turpin. You've got, you got Michael Gallup who scored. Like, it is, the 49ers just, four guys just do everything, you know, pretty much for them when it comes to, like, stat numbers. Cowboys have just so many different guys. So, like, even on a night when Dak's like, yeah, wasn't that great and whatever, like, Tony Pollard still, like, didn't have a great game. You know, he almost got into the end zone, but still you're like, you know, when is that going to break through? That's the one thing about the Cowboys is they're playing so well, but there's so many guys that they have now as options that maybe could put a kink in some things in the playoffs.
Well, no, that's just it, right? It's great for the NFL side of it and for winning football. Not great for your fantasy team.
Yeah.
That's damn right. You know, Pollard, 59 yards on the ground, 7 for 37. So you got a decent game. It's not great. Right, I mean, what are we talking? We're talking 10-7. You're only at 16.5, 17 points. It's a good day, not a great day. You know, because Rico Dowdle almost got him just by finding the end zone. So yeah, it's tough, right? I mean, Dak's a Ronco special, late night infomercial, set it and forget it guy. And you mentioned Lamb and Ferguson. Look, at this point, the tight end position, how many more guys do you trust? Right?
Yeah.
You know, I still think, you know, I loved me some Dalton Schultz, and I was sad when he left there, and now he can't stay healthy in Houston, but that's a whole other thing. But Ferguson has come along nicely, and we talked about him very early in the season, made a couple of plays that you thought, hey, he'd have a shot, but roster-wise, I mean, depending on the depth in your league, he might have been out there for quite a while before getting picked up. But, yeah, now he's become a guy that, because of the position scarcity, finds his way if you still hold the tight end position. But those secondary receivers, when you're looking at Gallup and Cooks, are you trusting them enough? Are you saying the Cowboys, I know, because they've beaten eight teams by at least 20 points, someone's scoring, but if you pick wrong, that's playoff doom.
Yes, yeah. I'm not suggesting those guys. The only thing I'm saying is I think you know where your points are coming from Philadelphia.
Yep.
and with San Francisco. Dallas is a little bit more of a crapshoot, even though I think that there is a hierarchy. It's just not as plain as day as you have in Philly and San Francisco. 100%. The correction that I have to make is I did look it up, Mike. I did not get eliminated via guillotine. I would have felt tenths of a point short. But I do know that if you're in a full PPR league, Travis Kelce would have been awarded a catch and then 24 yards receiving. So you likely would have had the point or the half point for the reception and then likely 2.4 points for that yardage.
Yeah, and then you would have had the run for Tony the rest of the way.
Yes.
As a guy that used to be an administrator of the old Yahoo games, I would have been writing the FAQ to explain it if it had stood. I would have been on my computer as that game was finishing with the verbiage, with the keyword foot Kelce. Because we would name it whoever the key player was.
Gotcha.
So whoever in our support team was responding to, I don't understand the scoring of this play, because there would be asterisks, like if it was something that wasn't normally in a player's arsenal, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, halfback pass or whatever, you'd be like, wait, he only had 64 yards rushing. Where's all this point coming? And depending on how the league page looked, you might not have had the categories under the different positions for the different things that they might have done, right?
Gotcha.
If you included tackles, like say you had IDPs, well, your running back might have had a tackle on an interception return, so there would be an asterisk. It's like, why does he have two more points? It's like, well, he was credited with this. You know, after that bonehead interception, he's the guy that got the tackle. So, yeah, he gets the points for the tackle. It's like, that's not fair! It's like, well, that's the way it works.
Yeah.
And I would be the guy explaining that, and we'd put in the keys. You know, so you just have to have a shortened version instead of typing out a long response. I would put it into the system, and it would be foot Kelce.
This is like a year or two ago. I was playing against A.J. Brown in a fantasy league, and he somehow made three tackles in the game because Tennessee kept on turning it over. And the score went back and forth on corrections because there was a point, Mike, where there was an interception. He touched the guy, but did the guy just give himself up?
Ooh, and yeah.
So what happened was at one point it was a tackle, then it wasn't, then it was, ended up not being a tackle. But, yeah, you get that stuff with when you do the IDPs and you score for the tackling. Those offensive players are like, wait a second, you didn't catch a conversion? How'd you have three extra points? Then you realized, oh, they were a turnover machine. So
all sorts of weirdness that we used to have to break down. You know, fumble rooskies, right? The Stanford band, you know, all of those kind of plays, right? The end laterals, you know, I already got 4 yards here and that guy got 4 yards. And then there's a fumble at the end and it changes possession. Well, guess what? +2 for the opposing defense, you know, at the end of a game. And we used to have arguments with people all the time and you'd explain it to them. It's like, look, if you want, as commissioner, we've given you the power to go override it. But don't be surprised if you have a mutiny by the rest of your league.
Oh, man. It's no fun. But, hey, the rules are rules.
No,
like we saw it last year with the Bengals-Bills game. You know, there's every site handled it like their own way.
Yep.
Some I thought better than others. But
100%.
Yeah, people, you got to get that stuff in order, too, because people will complain. All right, let's get to the waiver wire, wrap this episode up. Who do we pick up in week 14? Bye's no longer a thing, so we got a full slate of 16 games. You know, the Chargers aren't going to have Justin Herbert, something we'll dive into later on in the week in the podcast. You got the Chargers and Raiders coming up on Thursday night. But let's look ahead, Mike, your waiver wire pickups for week 15.
Yeah, we're going to keep it short and sweet. Obviously, a short week here. Thursday game and then three Saturday games for us. So a little bit of chaos to mix there in. We'll see if Detroit can lose another game. Can you tell there's little animus. I got tired of everybody jumping on that bandwagon. I want to see how quickly they flee it. Anyway.
It's only been 30 years of misery, and Harmon's sick of it in 3 months.
Well, it's like you with the Warriors, Dan.
That's true.
It was almost 28 years of misery, and then bam. All right, quick and easy. At the quarterback position, Browning has been fantastic. just ridiculous. Available in almost three quarters of leagues. Date against Minnesota, so we'll see how he handles blitzing early and often. But he's been impressive, so he's at least worth a rostering at this point because we've seen so many guys drop like flies, thus the opportunity that he got. And so long as Ja'Marr Chase is on the field, good things are going to happen. Matthew Stafford, he's got a date with Washington, Dan. Opportunity knocks. Puka Nacua, you actually saw Cooper Kupp in the end zone. A game they should have won against Baltimore, one of those crazy endings we didn't even get to when you have a punt return for a touchdown. We don't get punt returns really for or kick returns for anything. And there you go, a game winner in OT. Stafford available in about 45% of leagues. Let's go to the running back position. Just a couple of guys we got to look at. Keep an eye on Zeke Elliott. Even if Stevenson's cleared for their game, they've got Kansas City. Zeke Elliott's been an active member out of the backfield as a receiver. Here the last couple of weeks, Bailey Zappe making plays, and he had a good game, 27 points, ridiculous this last time out, 13 the week before. So a guy that I think could see some time. I've been banging the drum for Ty Chandler. Look, they made the change at quarterback. Now it's time to recognize you've got an explosive runner that's there and waiting on the other side of that game. Minnesota-Cincinnati, a very interesting squad matchup this week. Tajay Spears, we referenced him earlier talking about the Monday night games and what he's been doing as a receiver of late, 45% owned thus far. And again, PPR leagues, maybe worth a look-see. Wide receivers, just real quick. Jaden Reed still available in 38% of leagues. We'll see what Christian Watson's story is, but against the Tampa secondary, an opportunity to make some plays. And the fact that Reed was seeing the ball as a runner, right, end of rounds and just trying to get the ball in his hands, that bodes well. Again, owing to the issues running the ball with Aaron Jones and A.J. Dillon that we alluded to earlier. Odell Beckham Jr., has found his space in that Baltimore offense. They've got a date against Jacksonville, one of the great games on the schedule this week. And then Quentin Johnston actually caught the ball a couple times, Dan.
How about that?
Mentioning Justin Herbert and the injury that we'll talk about at length and in the next podcast. But, you know, we saw a couple of big plays, and let's face it, a guy that for parts of the year would have been relegated to working with the second unit, and we always wait for guys to emerge out of that. For Johnston, maybe there's something with the connection, the stick, that'll allow him to have a little bit a bigger opportunity here going forward. So a big date ahead for them as well, you know, on Thursday night against the Raiders. So for Johnston, I know he's been rostered in about 20% of leagues, and he's been a disappointment to this point. If nothing else, he represents, I think, a really nice low-end daily fantasy play against that Raiders defense.
There it is, Mike Harmon's waiver wire pickups for Week 15. Get Mike at Swollen Dome. You can find me at Dan Beyer on Fox. All right, that was a jam-packed episode. We'll be back with more episodes throughout the week. We understand that it's winning time. Some leagues still have a final week of the regular season. In my longtime league, Mike, you know, it's a limited league. We've only got 10 owners, so we play 15 games and only have two rounds of playoffs. But a lot of teams going into the playoff bracket. So some may take a week off because they have a bye. But we hope you still stick around and listen to the podcast. So we will be here for you all week long. So for Mike Harmon, I'm Dan Beyer. We will talk to you next time right here on I Want Your Flex.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.